Board.
Okay,
Hey, ready?
we are now recording. Okay, let's call this meeting to order. It is 3:02. Stacy, would you do the roll call, please?
Karen Bounds.
Here.
Tammy Kraus.
Here.
Kevin Latos. Kevin Latos.
You're muted.
Sorry, here. The
I
most irritating thing, and I do it.
see. Linda McDonald.
Here.
Josh Short.
Here.
I'm Stacy Bush on IHLS.
I'm Liz Spender, IHLS, if you can hear me.
Well, yep. We can hear you. You're still frowning at your screen.
Yeah, I can't make the ear work. So,
oh, great.
It's okay.
All right. We did roll call. Do we have any public comment? I assume not. Number four, approval of minutes from September 12th. Do we have
so
a
moved.
Motion to?
So moved, Linda.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
It's Kevin,
Kevin,
I'll second.
Okay, Kevin, second. And could we have another roll call, please?
Karen Bounds.
Yes.
Tammy Kraus.
Yes.
Kevin Latos.
Yes.
Linda McDonald.
Yes.
Josh Short.
Yes.
Okay, share update number five.
I can hear you better now, so that's better for me anyway. I sent out the department updates yesterday. I don't know if you got it with the updated agenda, slightly updated agenda. And I wanted to try this and see. I'll answer any questions you have about any departments, but you don't, maybe if you don't have me going through everything that's going on, we'll get done faster.
That's fine.
Okay.
Administrative updates.
So that's in the same document of the department updates.
Okay.
Okay. One thing that stands out though is that we were able to find on the second go round a senior accountant, and I believe they start next Monday. She wasn't going to start until after the board meeting, and then she's like, I can start earlier, which is great. So
good.
Yeah. So that everybody's breathing a sigh of relief about that.
I would imagine. That it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Open Meetings Act compliance.
No concerns for this meeting.
Okay. Committee updates. Did advocacy meet? Okay, where'd my Zoom go? There it is.
Okay.
Did advocacy meet?
Oh, sorry. No, we did not. I'm so thrown off. I'm so used to us doing the all the updates. I was trying to find that email. We did not meet.
Okay. I know budget and finance did because I was there.
Yeah, we did.
Kevin?
Let's see. Okay, I'm unmuted. We had fairly typical meeting with approval of the bill or moving the bills and the finance reports forward to the board. We did talk about the budget amendment, which is where we're moving basically surplus amount that we had in the general fund to the capital projects fund where it is needed. So that was not unexpected. And that was it.
Okay. Facilities meets after this meeting, so I won't ask about it. Membership and policy.
Yeah, we met October the 2nd, and I guess that's going to be our regular time. It's the first Monday of the month. And so we met at 4 o'clock. We talked about the electronic meetings held with electronic means policy. Also the public comment policy decided to delete the word germane out of there because it was unnecessary and redundant. And also one added membership, the Big Muddy Prison in Ina, Illinois. And that's all we did. Is there any questions?
Okay, thank you. No.
Hopefully this electronic meeting will all be taken care of. I think we'll have the second reading at the next meeting, I think. Is that right, Leslie? Yes,
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad we, you know, that that's getting taken care of.
Okay. So
does personnel meet tomorrow? Hello? Does personnel meet tomorrow at 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
My connection must be flaky because I thought Zoom threw me out there for a minute. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you. What would it be like if you turned your camera off but remained unmuted?
I don't know. Let me try.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Her bandwidth is low, whatever that means.
All right. Well, let's see if this works. I don't know why this is such a problem here. Okay, unfinished business, meetings via electronic means, policy update, second reading.
Great, thank you. So again, this is another slightly different version, I think, of the document compared to the first go around. We did come to the realization that number 4, the document, the point in the document that says board members must provide notice at least 24 hours prior to the meeting regarding the location from which they will attend. And they must register through our online registration system. And how they give that notice was left, it was inadvertently left out of the previous version. And it was also left out of the version that's been on our website. I believe that it was still in the document because this is a foundational kind of policy that we've had in place for about 13 years. So we all assumed that it was in here, but that's the problem. It wasn't listed. So that's listed in blue on the version that you have. Also, when you get to number 5, this is still the point of discussion, which is beyond members, those members necessary to establish a quorum and thus attending in a public building. A member may attend a meeting at a location other than a public building. And so when we had this, the first version, we listed reasons why, right? And then we had the conversation with the board meeting. Since then, we've gone back to Phil. And he's reiterated that this area is a board decision, that the OMA doesn't say how. Our board members would have to attend because of the service area that we're in. And then we also had a short conversation with Greg McCormick one morning during the IL conference. And because the board will approves documents, but then the state library approves them and then they become official. So it will still have to go through state library legal counsel, which is the Secretary of State's legal counsel. He wasn't comfortable at that time kind of giving us a pre-read or a predetermination on whether or not they would accept this or not, with it being just left open as to the reasons, not including reasons why a person may attend a board meeting remotely. I get that there's lots of reasons why people wouldn't be able to come to meetings because of weather and other things. So I, you know, if the board wants to continue going, having this be more vague instead of more specific, I think we just go that way. And then we see what the state library's response is, because our legal counsel hasn't found something that says we must attend, or we can only attend remotely and participate with these criteria. So I don't know what they're going to, what they would come back with, to be honest. So there's that piece. And then the other piece is the comment about the point about public comment, which is number 10, which is tied to the public comment policy, which we also have later on in this agenda. So do you have any, considering all those, do you have any questions or observations or about this?
I have one that I want to bring up.
Okay.
It is not public comment when a board member comments during the public comment period. They're a board member. They're not a member of the public. So those should not be entered into the record.
Okay.
That's my thought, but it also makes a lot of sense.
Wow.
I didn't realize that was even being done.
That happened last month.
It's happened.
Happened more than once.
And same for, I honestly think that a board member coming to this board meeting, if they come to executive, should not be able to speak as a member of the public, because once again, they're speaking as a member of the board.
Well, that's a situation of where I didn't know what to do because I had not encountered that before.
Not had it happen in prior that I could remember, but that I believe that's going to be an issue moving forward. So say a board member can get their point across. Yes, it probably is.
So would that be added to the public comment section then?
I think that's just a best practices. Like, I don't think it needs to even be said. I think if it happens again, like I told Karen and Linda, I won't be here the next 2 months, but I would just say something like, or I don't know. That's just me. But I don't think that is helpful to the flow of our board meetings.
So the comment's going to be made. I mean, regardless of where it goes, the idea is, or the thought process, just like I got to tell my wife I'm not available, that it shouldn't go on public record in the meeting notes because it wasn't the public.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
That's the way I'm interpreting what Josh is saying.
It also means, like, because normally, like, in a public comment, we don't say anything. Like, we can't respond. True.
You don't respond to it.
So that's why I would say a board member might want to do that, is so they can have something said without a rebuttal. And that's not how this works. So obviously this isn't a normal thing that we would expect to come up. But those are just, since we're talking about public comment, like those are my thoughts.
So
I will not be putting into public comment.
So the desire is going to be make a comment at some point. I mean, is there going to be, it just happens through the normal flow of the meeting? Outside of that, or, you know, where is it appropriate to happen or not appropriate? If I'm making any sense, they're going to make the comment and they're going to want to state the comment, regardless of where it is in the board meeting.
Hmm.
So Karen, I have a question.
Yeah.
If this is the direction that you all agree to go in, there have been occasions where staff have gotten the public, have received the public comment. And I think like Ellen got a public comment from a committee member who wasn't present, but wanted their comments made at for the policy and membership committee meeting that was last week.
Yep.
What do we do as staff? How do you want us to handle that? Or what do we do?
Heck if I know. Is there?
Sounds might be some more billable hours for Phil.
it seemed reasonable. She had a comment, if we're talking about, it was at the policy meeting, because she couldn't be there and she wanted to give her 2 cents and our 5 cents, you know, and what she thought, you know, and it made sense to me, you know, and as a committee member couldn't be there, you know, she had a statement she wanted us to hear.
That's fine.
That was good.
But
because
when you put it into public comment, that gets put in the minutes. And we don't, like, this conversation won't be in the minutes. We'll say we discussed the public comment policy. So that board member is getting, I wouldn't say a special privilege, but is getting put into the minutes, and people are going to read that.
I didn't really think it was in the minutes. It was just because she couldn't be there to comment when we were discussing the public comment.
This is Stacy. I reviewed those minutes today, actually, and I questioned that as well. But it is in the minutes under public comment.
Yeah, like it here at City Council, if someone gets up and speaks for public comment, they put a description of what the person discussed. And we, in the way we do our minutes, that's not how we do them for our own conversation as board members. So this is, again, allowing a board member to take control and put their opinions outside of the board's. It's not us speaking as a whole. It's one person speaking their opinion. So I know I'm making this very complicated, but that really, it really ground my gears last month. And I told my wife about it, who does a lot of minutes and is goes to city council meetings and does those. And she goes, she's like, that's not how it works. At least her interpretation of it, but I feel it's going to be an issue that will continue to happen unless it is addressed.
Well, can we remove them from the minutes? Since, I didn't even notice. I'm sorry.
Well, they just went to the committee for review today. And what I always say when I send those is if you have an issue to bring it to the next meeting and the group can discuss it, at which time you all decide, but it could be included as part of the discussion of the items that she had comments about. Cause I don't know what they were. It just said she had comments regarding two items under unfinished business, I think.
Because she couldn't be there, she wanted to make her what her thoughts were known. But I didn't even realize that that was in the minutes, because I was getting ready for this meeting and my library meeting tonight, so I didn't pay too much attention.
I mean, it should just happen during the normal flow of the meeting. It shouldn't be specific there, and I don't know. It seems
okay.
You know, if we have a section where we ask, you know, for comments from the board, but that seems weird too.
If anybody had any addition or anything to add to the discussion, you know, but we don't always quote the.
When we make a motion in a second, then there is room for comment, debate, whatever, after that, prior to a vote. That's the way it should be done. Is that not correct?
Correct. So you would, so we have a motion and a second. You ask her, and you know, and that's really the only time we can have a discussion is after we've had a motion and a second. So
that's so just her, well, we all know who we're talking about. Her comments should be limited to that area, whatever is pertinent to that point of business at that time, and not allowed in public comment then. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah. And
if it's just okay, discussion, yeah, you don't have to say who's doing the discussion. We're discussing, the people who are there, we're discussing, you know.
Right. Not everything that gets discussed or asked, though, goes to a vote. You know, the administrative updates and all of those get discussed. Do you have any questions? But we don't vote on those.
Right.
That's where it gets a little sticky.
Mm-hmm. Well, our committees don't have that power anyway. We're just advisory. We can't really vote on, you know, policy.
Yeah. I'm changing the finance committee over to, we're just voting to move it to the board,
right,
for approval.
I noticed that.
yeah, I'm trying to. It's just got to get in the vernacular of what you get used to saying. So, you know, and I've had the whole discussion, what if it doesn't pass? Well, it needs to move to the full board anyways, because we hold no power. But that's right. A discussion for a different day. This one is interesting. I mean, like the comment that was made in the exec meeting was not, we weren't voting on anything. We were just discussing the tool for evaluating the staff. And so there was no vote or discussion. Well, there was discussion, there was no vote. And did we just let the comments be made and we don't put them as part of public? We don't record them because they're a board member.
That's fine with me. It's still going to probably be an issue, but.
Well, at one of the meetings, it may have been the first policy meeting we had, the question was put out, could that person who's on the board speak to public comment? And she said she was told yes. Now, by whom, I don't know.
That's always the question. By whom? Who are these people? Sorry, my 2 cents worth.
That's all right. So we will just have, we'll have to figure out a way to quash that. But I will try to make a point, if that comes up, that is not the suitable time to make a comment, that it needs to be made when that particular topic is under discussion.
Just point out that there may be just like, I don't know, politely say this is for members of the public to address the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's being purposely being done so that it's recorded that way?
Yes.
I mean, you do.
1,000% okay. Yes.
Okay.
So I know we're beating this to death here. Sorry, Leslie. I know you're trying to get this meeting done early.
It's okay.
All right. Well, I will try and be a little quicker on my thought processes should this occur again, and I'm sure it will. Yes. Someone have something to say?
No. But now okay. That I'm alerted, I'll know too, because right. I didn't think about that as being.
Yeah.
You know, But it was sent to me and sent to Ellen, her comments.
Okay.
And we just, you know, I read it out loud to our committee. And and I didn't really, I didn't even pay attention if it was, I didn't think it was supposed to go into like record, public record myself, but.
Okay.
Now that we know, okay.
Sure.
You know.
All right.
I mean, I think in those cases, sorry, one last comment. I think in those cases where you're getting an email from a board member, it just needs to be disseminated forward to the rest of the committee or the board. Doesn't really even need to come up in discussion in the board meeting. We're just aware of the comments. I mean, that's, I think, what has happened in the finance meeting when we've got comments, but I guess at the same time, Leslie or Rhonda usually does address the questions in there. So I don't know. I think, Karen, what you're saying to do is the best approach.
Well, we'll give it a shot anyway. Okay, where are we in this? The nominating committee?
Number 9. Yeah, nominating committee.
Do you get any more response?
No more responses. I just heard back from the one of the two who was on last year, who said she would rather not. But if we were desperate, she would reconsider. So I'm going to tell her we're desperate.
Okay. I will send you new names for the other. I was wondering if because it was the holiday weekend that some schools might be out. That's why you didn't get a response.
Well, I think the one I did get a response from was a school person. That's but she answered me on Friday after I sent all that stuff out on Thursday. But I have not heard from anyone else. So if you would please, my internet connection is unstable, no kidding. If you would go ahead and send me those additional names, I will get that information out to those folks.
I'll get those to you right away.
Okay, thank you. FY24 annual meeting. 24.
So the last 24. That's this year. Stacy, unless I'm wrong, the last information you shared is that we have 8 members registered for the board meeting. With 2 of those being for the board meeting part, with 2 of those being having to attend by Zoom. And then we have 5 board members that are registered for the annual meeting. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. We're getting more reservations from members of libraries around the office area, which is really great. And the team that put this program together has done a really good job of getting, like, to get Katie Stewart to make, you know, she's a rep. So that's pretty awesome to have her. So hopefully we can make another push with the board. We're going to have to make another push with the board for just attendance in general. So at the board meeting, and we'll see where that goes.
Okay.
Not an ideal night, I'm sure, for some people. Just wanted to make you aware of that. That's all.
All righty. Thank you. New business. FY24 employee handbook policy updates 10.1, I think that is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That is. So that was shared with you, I think, yesterday. I'm sorry, it got stuck in proofing and it didn't go out last week like I had wanted it to. These are updates that Jill drafted, and then she sent them to legal counsel, and then she reviewed them. And most of these are based on changes in laws anyway. So it's not like a new program per se. It's just changes that we need to incorporate into our staff handbook. But having said that, do you have any questions about any of these?
I don't.
Looked very good to me.
Okay.
And yeah, it looks pretty standard.
Thank you. The only thing that you might notice is that with the P law, because, you know, when the P, there was the P law, but then it took a long time for the administrative rules to be put in place, that becomes effective January 1st. We will, for staff who are 40 hours full time, will get a lump sum of 40 hours this January 1st, January 1st, 2024. And then the way we plan, and folks who are hourly, they get it, there's the accrual rate for one, every, you get a 1 hour for every so many hours that you've worked, for each 40 hours that are worked. So that's how we're going to handle it on our end. It will mean that because at the beginning of this fiscal year, staff were also got that balance of 5 personal days because that was what was in effect and what we were using at the beginning of the fiscal year. I mean, it will be like double the time, but this is going to be the only time we can do that. And then going forward, we're going to implement that. We will, you will see a change in the next round of staff handbook changes. You will see a change that doesn't happen until January. So we're going to remove the thing where it happens every 1st of July. So I just wanted to point that out because, you know, it is sort of like extra time for staff. So even though it lives differently, its lifetime is different. But I just want to make you aware of that in there. Okay.
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 Yep.
All right.
All right. We'll move on to public comment policy, second read, attachment 10.2.
Okay. As Linda mentioned, the only thing that was removed is the word germane, or the words or germane.
Uh-huh.
So it's relevant to system business. That was a point of contention when we posted this online in the spring, and we decided because other things were going to be having to be changed, we pulled that. We just stopped the process of evaluating this policy for the time being. And it does tie to the meetings via, there's a connection between the meetings via electronic means policy. So we have that there as well. Any questions about this?
I'm good. I already said my piece.
I can hardly wait.
It does sound good now. I it makes a little more sense.
Good.
We didn't need a thesaurus reading it.
Okay.
All righty. Any other comments on public comment? Hearing none, October board meeting agenda. And I have something I want to comment on this one.
Yes, ma'am.
11.1. Is there...
Okay.
Is there a reason, let me get down to it, on the consent agenda, we did not used to do that. Is there a reason that we have to do this as a consent agenda because we haven't been able to do it that way for quite a while? And I think just for the flow of the meeting and less tooth grinding, it would be helpful if we could just do approval of the minutes as an item and director and staff activities as an item, separate items, and just to heck with this consent agenda because we could never get it through that way. That would, I think, eliminate any possibility of why the one is being pulled and the other one's okay. We wind up voting on them separately anyway, so why don't we just do that and be done with it? And the individual who has the problem with the minutes can vote no.
Okay.
The purpose of the consent agenda is to get things in there that are, you know, going to be no discussion things, you know, try to get through quickly. Mm-hmm. rise on school board, we even had the bills and the finance reports in there because the inception was everybody read those before they came, and they needed no discussion. But with only two things in there, you're right, Karen, it really doesn't serve a purpose that it's intended to serve.
And just from the historic, sorry, go ahead.
No, go on, Leslie.
From the historical perspective, the reason that we went to the consent agenda, I don't know, year two, year three, was because we had more items. We didn't used to have the director and staff activity report as one item. We had separate reports for like each department.
Okay.
And so we went to the consent agenda. So there was an individual voting on both. But I as a practical matter, the way things are now, it makes a lot of sense just to strike it. A lot less okay. You have to say about why it's there or what it's for. You're
right.
And might save a minute.
And
or
then
two.
We'd end up doing them separately anyway. And I just, I hate to start out the meeting growling already. And to me, it just makes more sense just to do the minutes and vote and do the other piece and vote and go on.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh. The rest of you okay with that?
Yeah, we don't need a motion or anything like that for it, do we?
I think you're agreeing.
Yeah.
I mean, well, in general, you're agreeing.
We will need a motion and the second and the voting and all that stuff on the minutes.
We're in the meeting.
And we will need a motion and a second on the other piece and voting also. We'd still do them. We just don't go through the spiel about the consent agenda. We just leave
that
out.
We don't need full board approval to move from consent agenda to individual. That doesn't have to be a board decision. So
no.
Okay.
It's administrative.
No. I'll take the blame for that if there is any to be given.
Okay. So just eliminate consent agenda and just
we're still having those two items, so just numbered separately. We can adjust the numbering, that's not a problem. You will notice, or you may have noticed if on this, that we've got four items under communication. It's just the line, it's just that there's two conferences to kind of discuss, because we'll have already gone through the ILA conference by the time we get to our board meeting at the end of the month. There was a question or a comment last month about the order of policy updates, and we do have a calendar we're keeping internally. We're just going to put that on the screen at that point and say, this is here it is, so that everybody has seen it. Hopefully that will be enough, and we can move forward. And then the last one is just kind of an overview of what's happened the last year at IHLS. And we tend to do that at the board meeting that's attached to the annual meeting, because we don't do it during the annual meeting itself. That's more focused on members and our neighborhood or our communities. Let's see, other things. We will have a staff report, because I know we've got at least the senior accountant that will be starting. I see some things I'm... This is, by the way, Stacy was out last week. Everybody deserves time off, but this is what happened when Stacy's out. I get a list from Stacy of things to do while I'm out, and all I had to do was get these things done, and I still had to make changes to it that she had to send to you today. So I'm yesterday. So I'm sorry about that. Let's see, the things that we have now under the nominating committee, meetings via electronic meetings, that's all there. It's in the new business that I had to make some additions, like the vehicle surplus, that's on the facility, that's at the facility committee meeting, that's at four. Sorry. Okay. And then the IELTS supportive statement in support of paraprofessionals. And because we are now bringing you the proposals for health insurance, for employee benefits, our staff are meeting now with the broker. So we will have that information, and we really have to do that if everything starts in January. We have to back it all up so we can have open enrollment well before the end of the calendar year. So that's why that's there. And no committee has seen that because we don't have the numbers yet. So we are following the procedure from last year where we bring that to the board as is.
Okay.
That's all I have.
All right. Does anybody else have anything else?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
So are we going to be meeting the third? Is it the third Tuesday of the month for our executive committee?
So we moved it up.
This was different.
Yeah, we tried to move the executive committee meeting up. It's not a perfect solution, but we are really trying to get that board packet out as close to a week before the meeting as possible, because if members are going to attend at a different location and they tell us when we send out the agenda, we have to keep updating the agenda. So
it's going to be the second Tuesday then.
Right. And so what we'll do is just make sure to touch base with folks on the other committees that haven't met yet, facilities, personnel, and I don't remember. I feel like advocacy was at the beginning of a month, but and make sure that that we have things for them. So it's not a perfect routine, but hopefully it's okay. Hopefully it's okay.
All right.
I mean, really, so finance has to meet the second Tuesday to give Rhonda a chance to get all the numbers and stuff. I mean, is there any reason you can't back up the other committees to the first week?
Not necessarily. I mean, we can certainly poll the other committees. So it would be, well, personnel for sure meets on a different day. So we could see if we could move that up to the first Wednesday. And the facilities committee, we could see if they could meet that first Tuesday and go from there.
It just, for me, it feels like by the time we get to executive meeting, all the other committees should have met.
Yes.
So if there's discussion points and things like that, we have them.
I agree.
It may not change the agenda for the board meeting, but it could. And but it's just a point that, you know, if I understand our purpose correctly, we are here to get updates and see what's going on with the other committees, as well as the discussion points that are going to come up at the board meeting. And it doesn't seem right for us to meet and just have had the information and then that information wait a month till our next board meeting. You know, like facilities, anything that's talked about there has to be talked about at the next executive meeting. So my opinion is anything we can do to back those up, you know, if we are going to meet the second Tuesday of the month, then getting the other committees to move theirs seems important.
We will certainly reach out and check with those committee members to make sure there's no impediments to moving it. Because I know y'all have other things to do than just be on our board. So you may have other committees or other boards that you're on. You're kind of, right? Other activities, handbell choir, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we can certainly give that our best effort.
Okay. All right. No public comment. Any announcements? Hearing none. If someone wants to move to adjourn.
You have it.
Second.
Third, fourth. Okay. Thank you all. Meeting adjourned.
Good night. Right.
Karen, Tammy, Leslie, I'll see you in a few minutes.
Okay. Josh, Cammie.